I'm with Shantavia Dawkins, and she is a senior guard on the University of Dayton Women's Flyers. And first of all, I mean, I already know this because I talked to Ross, but he told me, and I said, I feel like I should, with you three ladies I'm going to be interviewing today, I should be learning how to sing O Canada. But where is home for you?
I'm from Toronto, Canada, specifically Brampton, Ontario, Canada, Brampton. Which is a little outside of Toronto, so in the GTA area.
Okay. And parents and siblings, what are your parents' names?
My mom's name is Natalie Dawkins. My dad's name is Colin Dawkins. And I have an older sister named Ashantia Dawkins.
Okay. No brothers to put up with then, huh?
No brothers.
No. That could be good or bad. what's the degree you're pursuing?
I'm a criminal justice major with a minor in psychology.
Oh, all right. That was my degree, too. and your goals, are you learning, wanting to become, maybe like somebody with the RCMP or the Toronto Police or a criminal investigator? What's your goals after graduating?
So goals after graduating is I want to pursue my minor more than my major. So I want to go into mental health counseling or be a sports psychologist around that. I just have a heart for, you know, mental health and want to give back to that and work with student athletes. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, school. I mean, you did come here to get a degree as well besides mm-hmm. play basketball. So what's your favorite class?
Ooh, favorite class. My favorite class probably had to be one of my criminal justice classes with Mark Morgan. It was on theories and corrections, and I just really loved it. It was a lot of participation, a lot of community, like, talking and, like, debating, so I really enjoyed that class.
All right. And what's your least favorite one?
Least favorite?
I'm not trying to put you on any bad list of your professors, but...
I don't know if I had a least favorite, honestly. I think all the classes that I've taken so far that I... Like, my 2 years here at UD, I've loved, so...
Are they all criminal justice classes?
No, because I'm a psychology major, minor, I mean, so I've taken some psych classes as well.
So you have to take some basic classes, too, right? The ones that everybody has to take when they come here?
No, actually, I don't think so, because when I started at Iowa State, I got those, like, introductory
classes. Okay, so you're a transfer.
Yeah, I'm a transfer. So all my, like, classes that I had to take were at Iowa State when I was a freshman,
okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Do you live in a dorm or an apartment? And have you ever, I guess I should put it this way, you have an older sister.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had to share a room with somebody you didn't know before you got into that room?
No. No, never.
And how's that work out? I mean, how long did it take you to adjust to that situation, I should say?
I have a roommate. We don't share a room.
Okay.
As far as adjustment-wise, it's kind of just like how it was at home with my sister being in one room and me being in another room.
Yeah.
I will say, though, like, living with my teammate has been, like, fun, fine. No problems whatsoever, so we get along well. Kind of like how it was when I was back home. Like, I had my sister there, and we hang out when we want to, can go to our rooms and get our own space when we want to. So, yeah, it's been cool.
You have something common to talk about then, right?
Yeah, of course, with basketball.
Yeah. Being from Toronto, you experience seasons. What's your favorite season of the year?
Fall. I love fall.
You love fall?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is not quite so favorite?
Definitely winter, even though, like, that's what Canada is. It's always cold there. But definitely my least favorite season.
Now, how did you get interested in basketball in the first place?
Probably in middle school. I would always play basketball outside at recess, like, with the boys. And there was one recess where... my teacher, Shane Bosco, was on duty, and he saw me playing and was just like, you're really good. You should try out for, like, the local team. And then I took his advice, tried out, made it, and that's kind of just how it's gone from there. He's kind of just, he definitely pushed me to start playing more, like, take it serious. And funny enough, his daughter actually plays for Villanova, Jasmine Bosco, and is, like, their leading point guard and scoring and assist and all that stuff, so... Yeah.
So you had a start from a professional then, if you look at it that way here. Okay, going into basketball a little bit more. Basketball involves a lot of practice.
Mm-hmm. Right?
What is your favorite drill?
Favorite drill? As of right now.
That could change, huh?
It depends on the day, honestly, but probably Hoiberg drill.
What is it?
It's called a Hoiberg drill.
What's that? What are you doing at?
We have 2 minutes on the clock, and we have to make 25 layups, and we have to, like, run around the cone, like, to the other end and, like, make a layup, and then I let the ball. It's you're running around.
I think I've heard about this, and if you miss a layup or whatever.
Restart.
Yep. Restart. Yep. Yeah.
So 25 layups in a row.
In a row, without missing one.
Without missing one, or you have to restart.
Have you ever had to restart?
Yep.
I kind of thought so, but I thought I'd let you say so. So what practice is your least favorite drill?
We just started doing a new one called triangle rebounding. Okay. Probably my least favorite drill just because it's super physical and competitive. Like, they don't call any fouls in the drill. There's no out of bounds in the drill. So the shot goes up, and if the ball is bouncing out of bounds or over the chairs, like, we have to run and go get it. So
that could be rewarding. And you play that down here in the practice gym then?
Yeah.
Speaking of the practice gym, then you have to play against the guys every now and then too. Mm-hmm. Huh? Now, you said you played against the boys in middle school.
Yeah.
So how's it playing against the guys here?
A lot different. They're taller and stronger and way more athletic, so a challenge every single day, but it makes us better. So,
How's the season going for you so far?
For me so far, it's been going good. I mean, I started off coming off the bench and earned a starting spot so far, so it's just like, you know, staying level-headed and playing the game as it goes on, so.
How's that feel when they introduce you and all the lights and the smoke and the mirrors and you see your picture up on the screen? How's that feel?
It's cool. It's an amazing experience, like, just to see it, of course. But I think just it doesn't matter if I'm starting or coming off the bench. Like, as long as I'm making an impact in the game, that's all that matters to me, to be honest.
During the offseason, what did you do to, if anything, to try to improve your skills?
Mm-hmm. Our assistant coaches are really good at skill development. So my position coach is Coach Darrow, and he had a whole development plan for me for the summer when I got back. So a big thing for me was shooting the ball more, like the three, and like making sure that I'm finishing at the rim at a higher rate. So a lot of my workouts consisted of, like, you know, form shooting and getting my jumper and just being comfortable shooting the three, and also you know, working on my finishing at the rim. So they do all of them, like, down to Coach Perk, Coach Bryce, Cal, like, all of them do an amazing job at skill development. So
what do you do when you're not playing basketball, practicing for basketball, or studying?
I like to hang out with my teammates. Like, I'm really close with Niall and Ajak on the team this year, so we do stuff like go to the movies. Me and Niall the other day, literally yesterday, went to go get our nails done together. So just hanging out, doing little things, self-care things. It can be as simple as eating a meal together or, you know, going to the movies.
And you actually go to a movie theater, right? Not watching it on screens someplace. Yeah. have you gotten to see much of Dayton while you've been here? And if so, what's your favorite place or thing to do in Dayton?
I think my favorite activity to do in Dayton is probably Scene 75. It's a little, arcade. It has go-karting in there, laser tag.
Up north, Dayton. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, okay. So that's probably my favorite thing in Dayton to do activity-wise.
So I've never been in there. What kind of things do you do in there?
I really like the go-karting. So if I'm there, I'll probably do, like, three rounds of the go-karting and then, like, some other stuff like the Mario Kart driving games, just little things like that. They also have mini-golf, and it's glow-in-the-dark, so it's cool.
Yeah, okay. Now, before my last question, since you're from Canada and you're here in the U.S., what do most people get wrong about Canadians?
What do most people get wrong about?
Yeah, what opinions do we have? Or, I mean, you know, one joke is Canadians all say A.
I say A all the time. So that's one thing they do get right. I think more so about, like, the country as a whole. I feel like most people don't know, like, the different provinces in Canada. You know, because, like, you guys obviously have, like, different states, but we have provinces.
Right.
So with the other Canadians on the team, like, if someone's like, oh, like, they're from Canada, they're like, oh, like, what part? Like, Toronto? But they're like, no, I'm actually from Manitoba. And they're like, well, you know what I mean? They don't know where that is. Like, they all just, like, when people think of Canada, I feel like they always think of Toronto, the city. They don't know about the all
they don't
the
know
other,
there's any other cities in Canada.
Yeah,
right?
Like they don't know of all the other provinces and like what they're known for and all that.
Well, if they want to get a good state, they go to Calgary.
Yeah, that's where Liv's from. So.
Okay. So your advice to anybody who's thinking about coming to UD, playing sports or not playing sports, mm-hmm. what would be your advice for any future flyer?
I would say just make meaningful connections while you're here. Like, there's tons of people. You have amazing resources. So, like, just making meaningful connections because the ball's going to stop bouncing at some point. And I think just having those connections and relationships to lean back on outside of basketball is really important.
Okay, Shantavia, thank you for taking the time to talk to me and let me know that there is more than one city in Canada. And enjoy your time here at UD.
Thank you.